This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. You can now watch our TV show on Free Speech TV every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. Months after the brutal murder of Honduran indigenous environmental activist Berta Cáceres, a new leader has been chosen to head her organization, the Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras. COPIN is a leading force in the Central American nation opposing major development projects like the Aguas Arca hydroelectric dam. Honduras has been plagued by extremely high levels of violence in the wake of a U.S.-backed coup in 2009. Tomás Gómez Membreño, COPIN's new leader, is currently in the U.S., and he now joins me. With him is Beatriz Cortés, who will serve as interpreter. She's also a professor of Central American Studies at California State University, Northridge, and a board member of the Central American Resource Center, or CARESEN, in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program, Tomás and Beatriz.
Bienvenidos al programa, Tomás y Beatriz.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias.
Thank you so much, and thank you.
So first, can you explain to us what the current status of the investigation of Berta Cáceres' death is? Because we know this is a really important issue to have justice for what happened to her. So what's the latest news on that?
Bueno, gracias. En estos momentos, el caso del asesinato de nuestra compañera Berta Cáceres está en la impunidad todavía, porque el Estado de Honduras no tiene interés en esclarecer este asesinato, porque como el asesinato responde a las políticas neoliberales capitalistas, a las decisiones de gobierno, entonces el Estado no quiere que se esclarezca este asesinato.
Well, thank you very much. At this time, the case of Berta Cáceres' murder is in impunity still. There's no interest on the part of the Honduran government because of its neoliberal capitalist policies.
Porque hasta ahorita nada más han capturado a 6 personas involucradas en el asesinato de nuestra compañera Berta Cáceres. Y entonces, con esto nada más solo están tratando de decir que sí están cumpliendo con el esclarecimiento.
At this time, they have only captured 6 people as implicated in her murder. And by doing this, they are claiming that they are actually interested in clarifying what took place in her murder and who was responsible for it.
Y allí nosotros vemos que faltan los autores intelectuales, solo están los materiales, porque quienes pagaron, quienes están detrás del asesinato son personas del poder económico y también del poder político. Por lo tanto, al gobierno no le interesa que se pueda esclarecer.
So what is missing is the intellectual authors of this crime, the ones who paid and the ones who planned her murder, because behind this murder there are economic and political powers that planned her murder and that were the intellectual authors.
Porque este caso de la compañera Berta Cáceres, si se logra esclarecer los otros múltiples de asesinatos que han habido en Honduras, que han respondido a las políticas de Estado, significa que va a ser un precedente y que también van a continuar con los demás esclarecimientos de los demás asesinatos.
Because this case, if clarified, would set up a precedent that would mean that other crimes that were previously committed could also be clarified.
Y aparte de eso, que también ha habido violación a las víctimas, o sea, al COPIN, a la familia de la compañera Berta Cáceres, no ha habido información que le esté brindando el Ministerio Público de las investigaciones.
Besides that, there have been violations to the rights of the members of the COPIN and also the members of Berta Cáceres' family, particularly because they have not been given information on the status of the investigation.
Tampoco a los abogados. No han podido conyugar o poder dar información porque el Ministerio Público ha decretado en secretividad el caso de la compañera Berta Cáceres, las investigaciones.
The same case is with her lawyers. They have not been able to obtain all the information needed because the state in Honduras has declared the investigation of Berta Cáceres to take place in secret.
Y que esto va apuntando más para que se vaya olvidando el caso, para que nosotros nos sigamos movilizándolos, nos siga la solidaridad internacional poniendo los ojos en Honduras o denunciando y rechazando este asesinato. Entonces están tratando de dejar que se pueda quedar en silencio para que después no haya justicia.
So the, all these things are meant to contribute to forgetting the murder of Berta Cáceres, to stop the mobilizations, to stop the international solidarity, and so that we can also stop denouncing her murder and that we are left in silence.
I want to ask about what the status is of the fight against the major hydroelectric dam that Berta was leading in the wake of her death. How strong does that fight remain?
Bueno, en la comunidad de Río Blanco, primero, el Copín está enfrentando a 50 concesionamientos en todo el territorio Lenca.
First of all, the Copín is facing or fighting against concessions, 50 different types of concessions that are in process right now in the Lenca territory.
Y que el proyecto hidroeléctrico Agua Zarca responde a los 50. Ese es uno de los ejemplos donde las comunidades de Río Blanco han iniciado con ese proceso de lucha de defensa del territorio.
And the project of Agua Zarca Dam is one example that illustrates those 50 concessions and is also an example of this fight for resistance of the community in Río Blanco.
Y que después del asesinato de la compañera Berta Cáceres, a los 15 días del asesinato, pararon un poco la construcción del proyecto hidroeléctrico Agua Zarca.
And after the murder of Berta Cáceres, the construction of the dam at Agua Zarca was stopped for a while.
Porque ahí, más que todo, tiene que ver con varios elementos. Uno de ellos es que los bancos internacionales financieros no habían todavía decidido si iban a suspender el apoyo económico al proyecto hidroeléctrico Agua Zarca.
This happened because of several issues. One was that the international banks had not yet decided if they were going to stop their investment in the Agua Zarca Dam project.
Ejemplo, el banco FMO, que es de Holanda, de los Países Bajos, ¿verdad?, que han estado financiando a ese proyecto hidroeléctrico Agua Zarca.
For example, the FMO Bank, which is the Dutch Development Bank in Holland, that have been financing the Agua Zarca project.
Y que en el 2014, al inicio del 2014, el COPIN mandó una carta al FMO diciendo que habían grandes violaciones de los derechos de las comunidades indígenas, de su cosmovisión, de su soberanía alimentaria, de su espiritualidad comunitaria, y que el banco no hizo caso en dejar de financiar.
At the beginning of 2014, the COPIN had sent a letter to the Dutch Development Bank asking them to stop their investment in the Agua Zarca Dam project because it was violating the rights of the community, it was violating their indigenous cosmovision, their spirituality, and also their food sovereignty. And they did not stop their investment in the Agua Zarca Dam.
Del 23 al 29 de julio, el banco FMO contrató a expertos para que una misión de expertos para que puedan dar un informe. Y ese informe lo acaban de emitir en estos días.
So from July 23rd to 29, the bank hired a team of four experts that were meant to carry out an investigation on these matters in the Agua Zarca Dam project. And that report was released to the public in the last few days.
Y tenían dos objetivos. Uno de los objetivos es que se retiraba el banco de financiar si el proyecto hidroeléctrico Agua Zarca tiene indicios de involucramiento sobre el asesinato de la compañera Berta Cáceres. Segundo, si no había ningún indicio en el asesinato de la compañera Berta Cáceres, iba a continuar financiando. Pero hoy han decidido retirarse de financiar porque encontraron indicios de que están involucrados tanto de la empresa DESA como del mismo estado hondureño.
So the investigation had four objectives. two objectives, sorry, either if there were any indications that the Aguas Zarcadam project was involved in the murder of Berta Cáceres, they would then retire from the project, the bank would. And if not, then they would continue their investment. And as a result of this investigation, they decided to stop their investment in the Aguas Zarcadam project because they found that both the DESA company and the Honduran government were involved in the murder of Berta Cáceres.
Y aunque el informe que emitieron estos expertos criminaliza al COPIN y busca la manera de cómo limpiar la imagen del banco FMO y el FinFun, como el limpiar la imagen del Estado.
So even though at the same time this report criminalizes the COPIN or seeks to criminalize the COPIN and seeks to clean the image of the Dutch bank and also of the Honduran government.
What can people in the United States do? What can US authorities do? We're on the verge of an election that may result in Hillary Clinton as president, but she, you know, admits to having had a role in the coup in Honduras that has helped to unleash many of these forces. Can Tomas give us some advice on how here in the United States we can best express solidarity with COPIN and against this dam project?
Bueno, yo creo que primero el pueblo estadounidense tiene que llamarse a una reflexión, autorreflexión, porque a Honduras sabemos que como se está manteniendo el ejército y la policía, quienes cometen grandes delitos de violación de los derechos de las comunidades indígenas, asesinatos, es importante que puedan hacer un poco de más de fuerza para apoyar el proyecto de ley Berta Cáceres para los derechos humanos en Honduras, que eso va más que todo para cortar el apoyo económico que le da los Estados Unidos a Honduras. Mientras no haya castigo para todos estos que han asesinado a compañeros y compañeras de parte del ejército, como el 15 de julio del 2013 que asesinaron al compañero Tomás García Domínguez, que fue el ejército hondureño que lo asesinó. Pero en el asesinato de la compañera Berta Cáceres está involucrado dos militares, el Mariano Díaz Chávez, que es mayor activo, y el teniente retirado Douglas Bustillo, quien está enjuiciado por el asesinato de la compañera Berta Cáceres.
I would call for the American people to carry out an act of self-reflection and to think about the history of the U.S. relations with Honduras. And I'm hoping that will lead to their efforts to stop the U.S. funding to the Honduran state and military. Because while there is no punishment for what has taken place, there should be no funding to the government. There are several examples. I can mention a couple right now. For example, there have been the murder of Tomás García Domínguez. He was murdered by the Honduran army, and the murder of Berta Cáceres, who among the implicated people in her murder were two members of the military, one a major who's active, Mariano Díaz Chávez, and one Douglas Castillo, who's retired. And so these investigations need to be carried out before the U.S. continues to provide any aid to Honduras.
Y ahí quisiera decirle a estos candidatos, bueno, y candidata que va a la Casa Blanca, que debe de considerar primero los derechos humanos de las comunidades indígenas, pero también del pueblo hondureño, porque si están apoyando con este tipo de fondos para el ejército, para que cometa los delitos con toda impunidad, porque en Honduras los desaparecidos, a los compañeros que han desaparecido, a los compañeros que han asesinado, a los compañeros que los andan persiguiendo el ejército hondureño, con el apoyo económico que le da a los Estados Unidos.
I'd like to say also to these candidates that as they carry out their work, they need to think first of human rights, not only of the human rights of the indigenous communities, but also the human rights of the Honduran people. The Honduran army has been acting with all impunity, and there are a large number of disappeared, murdered, and people persecuted right now by the Honduran army with the funding provided by the United States.
Y ahorita se presume que el robo que le hicieron a la fiscal de los documentos o del expediente del caso de la compañera Berta Cáceres, posiblemente estos fueron los militares, porque dentro de ese informe, también en los próximos días, hay unas nuevas capturas que se supone que van a salir personas altas del mismo gobierno de Honduras, ¿verdad? Entonces, por eso es que querían, se robaron ese documento para decir que no ha habido ninguna investigación, y luego para saber quién es el que está de alto poder, ¿verdad? Y para divulgar. Entonces nosotros presumimos que lo que están haciendo en Honduras es como blindándose o sabiendo quién es el que está, va a ser el próximo detenido, ¿verdad? Por las denuncias del COPIN, por las luchas del COPIN, por la denuncia internacional y por la presión que se puede generar desde este país norteamericano.
So now there was the robbery, a robbery that supposedly was a robbery, but we presume that the sealing of the judiciary file of Berta Cáceres' case from the hands of a judge who had it in her car is related to the fact that in the upcoming days in Honduras, there was going to be the announcement of and the captures of those responsible of her murder, particularly Honduran officials. And those captures were planned for the next few days, and they are meant, this taking away the file is meant to, as an effort to stop our divulging who they are and divulging this information, as well as stopping those captures, because they want to avoid what the international press and the international solidarity uproar for those captures would mean.
So we certainly will stay on top of the story and attempt to report here in the United States what the latest is on the investigation of Berta Cáceres' death, as well as the ongoing fight that COPIN is leading. I want to thank both of you so much for joining us today.
Muchísimas gracias, entonces.
Thank you very much.
Y quisiera solo agregar algo rápido.
I just would like to add something quickly.
Nosotros como pueblos indígenas en estos momentos estamos siendo perseguidos, criminalizados, y buscando la manera como nos quieren asesinar y destruir nuestras organizaciones, incluso infiltrando a nuestras organizaciones por el ejército.
We as indigenous people are at the moment being persecuted and criminalized, and also we are being infiltrated in an effort to destroy our organizations by members of the military.
I want to thank you again so much for joining us, and thank you for that last note. The COPIN website is COPINH.org. It is in Spanish, and you can try the Google Translate if you don't speak Spanish. My guests are Tomás Gómez Membreño, the new general coordinator of COPIN, and Beatriz Cortés, interpreting for Tomás. She's a professor at Cal State Northridge and a board member of CRES. And this is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at Rising Up with Sonali. And on Facebook at facebook.com/RU with Sonali.